Hi, my name is Saurabh Singla. I'm a senior data scientist. Welcome to my second episode of the podcast. And today's topic is how simulations can help demand and capacity modeling in healthcare sector. So as we discussed in our first topic, the problem which is going on right now in NHS in the demand and capacity planning of MRI resources. So in this, we will be discussing how the simulation can help. So there are three kind of simulations. One is discrete event simulation, which work on events and probability. And in this case, the events behavior are static, which is means which we need to tell to the simulation. And then in the agent-based modeling simulation, it is much more interactive. So interactive means how radiologist and radiographer behavior can affect the overall system of the healthcare of the imaging department or to the department of radiology. Second is system dynamics simulation, which is more towards more for senior management. So basically to identify how the disease like COVID-19 around the world, how many people are going to get infected with it or not getting infected with. So it is getting generic view. So it can help in that aspect. But discrete event simulation is a good way in this such kind of problem where your resources, you want to know your resources utilization, you want to know your radiographer utilization, you want to know your the guy who is doing the report interpretation, which is the radiologist utilization. You want to know how many MRI scans are done. So this is a good example. And what is the queue building up and how long the patient stays in the system. So the good way to do this is first we need to figure out the patient inter-arrival time, and second is what are the key problems. So the key problem I told you, there is a mismatch between demand and capacity. So there is more demand and less capacity, which is leading to backlog or more patient waiting time in the system, which is 6 weeks to access. Half of the outpatients are waiting for 6 weeks to access MRI services, and it is putting a lot of pressure on NHS. So the good way to do these kind of problem is we need to get the inter-arrival time of the patient. Try to understand that particular distribution, what kind of distribution it works on, and then try to see can we fit that distribution in the simulation. And same way, we need to validate that simulation, means the probability which we are going to fit into that against the data. So whether does it make sense or not, so the good distribution which you can try in this case are Pearson 5 for patient inter-arrival time. And second is you can use different other distributions such as normal distribution for MRI services, triangular distribution for waiting room area, MRI reading room could be uniform distribution, and reception services make sense, it could be exponential distribution. So you can do research on that, or you can check the distribution through, there are various tools. One is RISC, which is part of Palisade, or another tool can be available through Minitab, which is one of the statistical tool. And then you need to try to fit that data in that distribution. And when it fits, you need to incorporate that in the simulation. And then further, you need to incorporate the complete process in the simulation, how it is in real. And then further on, you need to map the resources. Okay, emergency patients doesn't require appointments. Inpatients, they don't require, but outpatient require appointment. Then you need to see, okay, if this is aged guy, his reaction time is going He's going to be not that quick. So his MRI service time is going to be more as compared to young guy. So you need to figure out what is the age distribution. And for the aged population or the young population, which is less than time, they're going to take more time as compared to someone who is between 15 to 55 age. And then you need to figure out, okay, how much is the demographic of inpatient, emergency and outpatient, or gender-wise you can figure out. So these are the good way where you can figure out your demand, and you can put. And next is big, like NHS, they lose roughly 1 billion pound a year because of no-show. So no-show is basically people book appointment but they don't come to the hospital. So that particular lot which is booked for that particular patient, if he doesn't come, it is not you. So you're wasting resources. This is counting to NHS roughly 1 billion pound. And this can be solved easily through, there are few ways. So first I will tell you what is no shows, what are the reason. Maybe single mom, she has dropped the kids, she got caught in the traffic, maybe due to unwanted reason patient was not able to reach. So this is costing big time to NHS and even to the imaging department, which is the MRI department. So there should be a way where we can, so there are some resources which tell how to overcome this. Then we need to put the demand for outpatient for the daytime, evening time and the night time. And then we have to put, okay, these are the resources, how much time are they available? Because they will be taking breaks, radiographer, radiologist, they all are humans. They will be going for lunch. So you need to put their availability time. Then you need to put their staff rota time. Okay, what is their shift? How many is radiographer, radiologists, consultants, clerks, receptionists are required? And from there, then next is you had need to see, okay, MRI of emergency is going to take more time as compared to MRI of outpatient. So you have to put these minute things also in there. And next is outpatients always come with an appointment. So you need to put these things into the simulation. Next is emergency patients are always given priority. And then you have to take into consideration in this particular problem is the preparation time before it is the patient is taken for MRI, and then the MRI reading time. So these things should be taken, and after if you incorporate pretty much all these things, then you should run your simulation and you should leave at least 1/10 of that particular period, which is the warm-up time. So you should not use that data. And the more simulation you run, the better precision you get. So these things you should put in the simulation, and then further you should do experimentation. So experimentation should be, you should check your current situation with 8 hours, then with 16 hours, then with 24 hours. And this way you will know where are the bottlenecks in the processes, okay, which resources are, where the queues are building up. Then you need to see with different service times of MRI, which is building up the queues. And going forward to look after the no-show problem, try to do two patient booking at the beginning of each shift. So this is called overbooking. Try to experiment this way. Another way is try to do overbooking by more patient at the start and less at the end of the hour. So try to do this way. And there another experiment is try to put exclusive resources for emergency and play with one more experiment with where you put exclusive resources not just for emergency patient but also for inpatient and outpatient, and try to also see how staff changes make changes. Whether they reduce the queues, and secondly, you need to see the balance. If they are reducing the queues and they are not getting utilized properly, so these things you need to look at. And finally, then you compare your pretty much all the scenarios where you want to see, okay, how are they performing. So where you can use the resource utilization in percentage, you can see, okay, how many numbers of emergency patient are leaving the system, inpatients are leaving the system, or outpatients leaving. How much is their exit average time in the system? So of all these three categories. And next is how many MRI scans are completed. So you need to check this also. So this is a good KPI to gauge. So the more outpatients are addressed, the queue will be less building up in the, so means backlog will be less building up, and your resources then can be used better, and you can address the patient which were earlier waiting for 6 weeks. Now then they have to wait for less time. So this is the good way to do that. But then try to validate your model against the real data which is generated by the simulation. Try to see whether it makes sense, whether both are making sense. And finally, I believe you can do these problems through agent-based modeling also. Through agent-based modeling, you can better plan and find the cost of these things. And plus, you can see better interaction between patient, radiographer, clerk, radiologist, and see how these interactions are impacting the overall system. So I would say if no-show is a big problem and no-show can be avoided, so these innovative ways can, I believe, can help solve NHS or healthcare in anywhere around the world. They can use these kind of experiments to identify their bottlenecks, their constraints, and work on them and utilize their capacity to, reduce the backlog and, put less weight on the government. So this way, if people get in time access to healthcare, economy will get better. So this is my whole agenda for the simulation, how simulation can help discrete event simulation, or whether it is agent-based modeling simulation or system dynamic, how they can help in healthcare domain. And I would say thank you so much. So in the next topic, we will see how AI and machine learning can benefit in healthcare domain during pandemic time.